government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry.
The Houses of Parliament in 2013 continued to debate and approve several pieces of legislation aimed at advancing the economy and the country's social agenda. The 2013-2014 session of Parliament began in April and was highlighted by the throne speech delivered by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen. The Governor-General's speech was delivered under the theme, Jamaica, Going for Growth and Development. It outlined the priority programs and policies to be pursued by the government during the fiscal year.
The government will pursue an active legislative agenda. Among the items of legislation to be brought to Parliament during this legislative year are 1. Amendment of the Road Traffic Act and Transport Authority Act, with the objective of ensuring that the gaps in the road traffic legislation affecting enforcement of road traffic laws are addressed.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The 2013-2014 estimates of expenditure were later tabled in the House, outlining the government's plans to spend $520.9 billion for the financial year. This is a reduction from the $602.5 billion allocated for the previous fiscal year. A review of the estimates showed the Ministry of Finance, Planning and the Public Service receiving the largest sum of the allocations, with $177.35 billion for recurrent expenses and $112.9 billion for capital expenditure. And in keeping with the government's commitment to human capital development, the Ministry of Education received the second largest sum of the allocations, with $76.2 billion for recurrent expenses and $2.24 billion for capital spending. History was created in the Senate in 2013 when Government Senator Floyd Morris was elected as the first visually impaired president of the chamber. He replaces Reverend Stanley Redwood, who officially resigned in May, having served for 16 months. Among the record 40 pieces of legislation passed in the Senate were the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act, Committal Proceedings Act, Defamation Act, Tax Administration Jamaica Act, Charities Act, Security Interests in Personal Property Act, Securities Amendment Act, and the Fiscal Incentives Miscellaneous Provisions Act.
I believe that approximately one quarter of these bills were structural benchmarks under the IMF program, while the other three quarters had nothing to do with the IMF. Apart from the fact that the 2013 legislative performance approximately doubles the average over the preceding 4 years, what is also significant is the substantive nature of many of the bills that have been passed. Given that the principal function of the Senate is as a legislative chamber, one could confidently argue that our performance in 2013 has gone a long way to meeting that lofty benchmark.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Parliament also approved the Pension Superannuation Funds and Retirement Schemes Validation and Amendment Act, Trademarks Act, National Housing Trust Amendment Special Provisions Act, and the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Amendment Act. In addition, 5 orders were approved under the Proceeds of Crime Act, POCA, as part of measures to combat money laundering. The orders will cover non-financial businesses and professions as the government continues to implement anti-money laundering measures. And as the year drew to a close, lawmakers gave the nod to the Companies Amendment Act. The law provides for the implementation of a single business registration form to be administered by the Companies Office of Jamaica.
This bill provides for the creation of a so-called one-stop shop at the Companies Office of Jamaica to allow persons who are registering new companies and businesses to do all of these different registrations through Companies Office by the completion of a single business registration form along with their incorporation documents for the company.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. As the Houses of Parliament continue to debate and approve legislations to support the government's policies and programs, notable bills slated for passage during the 2014 calendar year include the National Disability, Occupational Safety and Health, and New Road Traffic Acts. Also on the list, the DNA Bill and Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.